Hi guys, this is Johnny speaking again, the host of the Awakening Mindset Summit. And thanks for joining in on this bonus call with Sue. Hello, Sue. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Johnny. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Really good to get you on this event. And I know Sue from before. Actually, I have to tell you guys, Sue was my first mentor when it comes to blogging. So we connected some time ago.
And you were one of my favorite clients.
I'm really happy I did that time because, you know, it accelerates things when you get started with mentoring. So this is why I hope we can help people with on this event too.
Definitely.
So to give you guys a short introduction, so Sue is a professional blogger and coach who helps new and experienced bloggers to make money online so they can work at home, be their own boss, and spend more time doing what they love. And yeah, that's one of my main goals for this summit is to, like, I think I told you, Sue, it's no, you know, awakening mindset. It's not just about mindfulness stuff. It's to awaken up to new possibilities in life.
That's the key of life, isn't it?
I think so. See new opportunities where, you know, everything is in motion all the time.
And everything changes all the time.
Yeah. That's true. And I can, you know, just to give an example, I think I came up with that example one time with one of the speakers a few days ago. When it comes to having a job, a 9-to-5, my sister told me once that she wants to stick with that because it's safe.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people say that. Yep. Yeah, they do. And actually at that time, you know, I think I heard from her again after 2 weeks and suddenly she lost her job.
That's a shame, but that does happen to a lot of people, you know, both here in the US and in Europe and elsewhere.
Yeah, I heard about that. So I think I want to ask you, first of all, could you just give us a little bit of background? How did you get started? What's your background and how do you get into blogging?
I got into it very ironically. So when I spent most of my career in sales, I was a sales representative for years. And then the last 11 years of my corporate career, I was a sales manager for a Fortune 500 company. I had a really fabulous job, traveled a lot. I'm in Florida and I had half the state of Florida, 15 representatives that I was in charge of. And I loved it, absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, I got sick. I got an autoimmune disorder because I was overworking and stressed out. Ooh. And yeah, and so a lot of the things that your other speakers have talked about have helped me also, where I have learned to slow down and to do yoga and do some specifics that really helped me stay healthy. But I couldn't do it while I was working. So I had to go out on a small disability. Then I actually retired. And I was too young to retire. I was in my early 50s. And what are you going to do? Sit around the house? You know, it's not going to work. So no. I decided, I had learned so much that first year of recuperating and, you know, had acupuncture and did yoga, restorative yoga. And I did so many good things for myself. I wrote a book about conquering stress.
Wow.
And that book is still on Amazon today. I still sell copies, even though I don't really talk about it.
Wow.
And once the book was self-published, I decided that I needed to do something else. So I started a blog. I really liked writing. So I figured I'd start blogging. I wasn't making any money my first 4.5 months. And so I got my first mentor coach. And then it just took off. So
right.
Yeah, for the next 2.5 years, I was making 5 figures a year. I was really happy in, you know, addition to the retirement. And then my next coach, Yaro Starek, who's one of those blogging gods, I call him.
Yeah, I remember
very popular. I said, I'm getting tired of blogging about stress. I've talked about so many things. You know, I've interviewed people. You know, this is as much as I can do after 3 years. And he said, Sue, go on Flippa, flippa.com, FLIPPA.com, which is very addictive, by the way. And you can sell your site and buy a new site. And because you know how much work it is, Johnny, to start a brand new website and get traffic and all that, right?
I know, yeah.
So I said, this is a fabulous idea. He had written a book on how to buy and sell websites. He shoots that over to me. I read it like overnight, and I went on Flippa for an entire week. I don't think I slept more than 3 hours that whole week.
I recognize that.
Yeah, and was down to two different blogs and ended up buying Successful Blogging from a wonderful Australian woman, Annabelle Candy, who had two websites, two blogs, one a travel blog and Successful Blogging. And she had just gotten a trip to China from the travel blog for her entire family and said, okay, I'm sticking with that. I love these trips. I'm going to sell Successful Blogging, which I'm not really monetizing. And that's how Successful Blogging was mine. So 3.5 years later, here I am.
Wow. Pretty cool story. That's perfect to have you share that with the audience on this event, because they see what's possible.
And what can happen if, you know, you think, like you were saying about your sister, you think things are safe. I was planning on working that job till I was 65, you know, maybe 62. It just, I couldn't do it. So, you know, things happen. Unfortunately, unfortunately, I think it's one of the best things that's happened to me, but it took a little while to have that perspective.
Yeah. One of the things that I find important to mention on this event is that also, and some of the reason that I put it up is that I've had so many people coming to me, and actually a whole bunch of past Taekwondo students that I've been mentioning that have been coming back to me because they don't really fit in with school and they struggle so much with that. And they basically got the same thing as you went through at a really young age. And they shouldn't.
It's a shame.
Yeah, they shouldn't have that. So I tell them that there are, you know, there's always options in the world that have been changing. So this is really good to get into what options they have by, I mean, starting a blog is pretty simple and cheap.
Yes, extremely inexpensive. It's not like opening a brick and mortar store, or, you know, you can do it for under $50 a month, if not less.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something inexpensive, but you have to have dedication and a plan of action that you're going to take it and, you know, create an income from it.
I got some questions for you too. So I think I want to start in the right order here. So first of all, people usually ask me when I've been talking about having a blog. So then they ask me, why is starting a blog or to have a website a good option when looking for alternative income streams?
A website is an alternative, and you can have static articles where you write, you know, some frequently asked questions or some ideas of what it's like to work with you as a freelancer or a coach, or, you know, whatever that is that you created that website about, the business you created the website about. However, if you have a blog, which basically is non-static, you're adding blog posts on a regular basis, whatever that basis is, even if it's just once a month or twice a month, Google really likes that. And Google love, Google juice, what I sometimes call it, is important for a website, because your website will not be seen by anybody if it ranks low in Google and Bing and, you know, all those different search engines. So a blog will help bring you up in rankings in Google.
Because it's fresh content.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And then there are techniques probably to, one can learn to improve that and get better at both writing and optimize to be found on Google.
Right. So SEO, search engine optimizations, is really scary topic for most beginners, but all you need to know is some basic on-page search engine optimization that is really simple. Mostly two free plugins will help you do that. One is called All-in-One SEO. The other one is called Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T. Either one of them will help you do on-page SEO, and it will take you less than 5 minutes after you write your blog post.
Really good. Yeah, I used the last one, actually. So I started to use that one a long time ago, and really helped me even now to keep myself on track with my blog. So
exactly. It really does help. And so SEO is important. Then getting traffic is really important also. And when you're a new blog, a new website, you don't get traffic. Mm. So that's something that you have to work on. And the best couple of ways to do that is to start conversations. So emailing other bloggers in your niche or in niches or niche, whichever way you say it, or other bloggers that are in similar niches. So for instance, I blog about blogging, so a branding expert, or yourself who it just is a blogger and blogs about motivation and mentoring other people to help them with their life goals. That is also a good person for me to network with. And obviously we've done that, Johnny, over the years.
Yeah.
And it helps you get traffic because when you can send them one of your current blog post links and say, hey, I just published this, I think your audience would really love it, they will share it amongst their social media channels. Hmm. And popular bloggers have a lot more social media followers than a new blogger will.
Right. Hmm. That's some good basics. And so let's say we got into, we got started with this. So we can work at home. And the only thing we need is computer, and it's pretty easy to find a source or find out how we set up a blog. Technically, we don't have to go into that here, but it's pretty
simple. No, you can go on successfulblogging.com, and I have a post about that. Very simple.
Yeah, you actually have everything about that. So we will link people up to, so it's easy to find you. But then, one of the next questions that people ask, how can I make money blogging? What are some of the typical streams of income one can generate when you have a blogging website?
Great question. The funny thing is, a lot of bloggers think, I'll just throw ads on my site and that will make a ton of money.
Yep.
And I have to tell you that I've had two former clients who came to me because they weren't making enough money with their ads. One was a guy who was getting 102,000 page views a month, which is a lot more than Johnny and I get put together.
Wow,
and
that's insane.
Yeah, a ton of page views. And he was making $700 a month with ads. You can say, sure, Sue, that $700 is a good chunk of change. But it took him 5 years to build up that number of page views. And if he had done a freelance service or affiliate marketing, or had his own product or course, he could have earned thousands of dollars a month versus $700 a month. So ads, sponsored posts, some of these things that new bloggers read do not work well when you're a new blogger, and probably aren't a good way to go totally.
Right. Okay. So I think that people... they don't just really know or understand the blogging world yet, but there's several different methods of having an income on a website. So ads is one, and then you can have a service maybe. But there are some
A freelance service is usually the fastest way to make money with a blog, because people are always in need of virtual assistants or graphic designers or website builders, Squarespace website builders, you name it. People are looking for it. Freelance writers, they're looking for someone to write their blog posts for them because they don't have the time. They have a successful business and are starting an online presence. So freelancing is usually the easiest and quickest way to start making money. Then I think the next way would be affiliate marketing.
Okay.
And affiliate marketing is as simple as connecting with someone like myself, connecting with Johnny. He has this virtual telesummit. I'll be sending out some emails and suggesting that you purchase the recordings because there's so much great info and so many great freebies. And some people give a small commission in exchange for that. It doesn't cost you anymore. It's just something that other bloggers do to get their information in front of your audience. So affiliate marketing, whether it's for a service like Bluehost hosting or email services like ConvertKit or MailChimp or anything, ClickBank, JVZoo, they have hypnosis videos, they have panic courses, you know, anxiety. Yes. There's a bunch of different things depending on your niche that you can sell that you don't even have to create.
That's amazing. And you know, I do that myself. It's a pretty important part of the way I, you know, live my lifestyle as a freelancer and with the online presence that I have. And I really love to you know, recommend good apps and programs, especially, at least I did before.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important to have been using them yourself or be friends with the person that develops them.
Yeah. So, for example, you mentioned ConvertKit. That's the. Are you using ConvertKit or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. And so that's the system we use to send out emails to our followers. And what's nice with ConvertKit is that they give us, is it 30%? I think.
I believe so. Yeah, it pays for my entire email service, which, you know, once you start your building up your list, can be up to, you know, a couple $100 a month. So it's nice to have that commission coming in to kind of offset your expenses and make money, and, you know, in addition, make additional money.
Yeah. Good example, because that's one of the ways a blogger or website owner can make some income.
Another way would be to have your own products, ebooks, courses, programs, coaching, you know, and creating something yourself.
Yes. Just like I do. And just like you do. You have some really good offers. So yeah, I want to make sure that we can send people to your site after this.
I have a freebie for them. So we'll tell them about that later.
Okay. That's nice. So, just to go through that, what practical setups and tools do we need to start a blog now?
Well, like you said, it's pretty simple. You can start with WordPress.org by just purchasing your own hosting. It runs about $7 a month. Sometimes it's on sale and it's even less than that. And literally, you can have a blog up and running tomorrow. You can use a free theme, which is what the blog looks like the feel of the blog, or you can use a premium theme that I usually recommend to my clients. But it is as simple as that. Having an email service is important. MailChimp is free to start with. And that's important because you want to have a opt-in freebie, a list incentive, something that people give in exchange for their email address that they would really, really want, and so that you can start building up that email list.
Okay. Yeah, I almost forgot about that. I was supposed to ask you about that, but having an email list is one of the most important things we do when we start out, things like that.
Yeah, because that's the way you can put offers in front of your people. They might not come and read the blog every single week or every other week when you write a post, but they still open their emails.
Yes, right. Really good. I think we have covered some really important things because I want to make this simple. That was the idea with having a conversation with you. It was, you know, to not get into any technical details or make it, go too much into depth because we want to make people get the overview to start out. So if we move into to one of my last questions to simplify some things, when it comes to this idea of starting and creating some income by yourself, working from home, just like you did, what would you say is the main takeaway tip today?
I think the main takeaway tip is to think in advance of what you want to sell. I know it comes from my background of being in sales, but you always want to know what the ultimate goal will be of your actions. You know, would it be better to have something offline where, you know, you have a service where you're, let's say, doing errands for somebody or helping elderly people in your neighborhood? You know, there's all kinds of ways to make money, you know, shoveling snow off sidewalks. You know, there's all kinds of ways, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to do it online and work at home and have a, you know, sustainable income, you know, the easiest way is to develop your own website. You could probably do it in a weekend and start in that respect, but always know, what am I going to sell? So are you going to do affiliate marketing? Are you going to have a freelance service? Or are you going to develop your own course or ebook or product down the road? So have that in the back of your mind. That's one of the most important things to start with.
Right. Clarity and focus then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember, Sue, when I connected to you the first time, I was pretty confused myself. I mean, wasn't that one of my topics at that time, to try to find more focus? Yeah.
Definitely. And you know what? I think a lot of us, I know I went through that in the beginning too. You know, I wrote this book. What am I going to do now? I actually went to a life coach at that point and said, you know, what do I do with the rest of my life? So it is extremely common to feel overwhelmed, and especially with the tech, you know, the tech is very overwhelming. It doesn't need to be, you know, we can simplify it. You know, just have that plan of focused action and take one baby step at a time.
Yes. Right. And if I want to give off one tip from my experience, is like you said, is to simplify. Don't make things complicated, because you steal your own time. It makes it just complicated to work with everything.
Oh yeah. And then you're working, you know, 18 hours a day, and that makes it a lot worse than a corporate job.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally.
Okay. That's really good. I like that. It's good to simplify some things. And I just wanted to mention too, that you have, like I have, you have mentioned the effect we both of us have had by getting a mentor and coach, how things accelerate for us.
Definitely. I would have still been, you know, blogging and not making money if I hadn't hired my first coach. And it's scary, right? It's scary when, you know, you're either working full time and trying to do something on the side and squirreling some money away, or you've taken the plunge and, you know, decided to work from home and you don't have a ton of money to invest. It's still important, and you really do get a running start, because you don't do the same mistakes that other people have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I read something about that yesterday, actually, that if I had just done this earlier, you know, I would, my path through this landscape would have been so straightened out. So, but of course we learned along the way though. So
you do, you can't, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will come, you know. I wasn't ready in the beginning. You know, everyone needs to go through their own path. And that's how you can help other people through it, if you're a coach and mentor like Johnny and I are, because we know what we've gone through and what our clients have gone through.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so for people, so this is a bonus segment we are into here. So for those attending the Awakening Mindset Summit, do you have anything to offer these attendees joining
in? Sure. I sure do. I have two things. The first is how to attract your first 1,000 subscribers in just 30 days. And that's at successfulblogging.com/1000. So just write out 1000 1000, and you can get that. And then I'm going to give Johnny a PDF, a special report I've done on content creation bliss, which is how to, as an ebook on how to actually create your content without getting stressed out.
I like the title of that. Perfect for
Thanks.
The summit. Really good. Yes, thank you, Sue. We like to be able to give off some things for people joining in here, because they Yeah, looking for some change, inspiration, and motivation. So
sure. And I'm more than happy to give it to them. And if you email me at sue@successfulblogging.com, I answer my own emails. Just send whatever concerns or thoughts you have and tell me what you're thinking about selling. I'd love to hear.
Fantastic. Yes. Good tip for you guys. So in general, Sue, where can people find you? I always ask that to make sure we cover that in the end. Where's your main hub?
Www.successfulblogging.com.
Good. Thank you so much. Really happy that I got to.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Nice. I was happy to have you on and some good tips here. And I will simplify it and we will add some links below your speaker page here so people can jump over to your website.
I look forward to seeing them. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you so much. Catch up later.
Sounds good. Take care.
Bye-bye.